Thought we'd get a little rock in the USA this morning, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm here.
Truly.
Come on, James. Do a little hip shift in there.
No, I'm not going to
do that. Okay, all right. No hip shifting. All right. Okay, just checking.
7:45 in the morning.
7:45.
Not ready for that.
Not ready for a little hip shifting?
No.
Okay. Just want to get rolling on a Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah. What
Tuesday.
Final day of the month.
You almost said it was 7 earlier.
I know. Where am I? So, Julie.
Yes.
Mega Millions tonight.
Hey, I better...
You better use your Zoltar numbers.
I'm gonna.
Mega Millions, 511 million.
So no one's won yet?
No.
It's because I couldn't get on there last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking.
Where are you using
the Zoltar numbers? Yeah. It's waiting for you.
Grace played hers and she won $5.
Hey, as long as you win, that's the big thing, right?
And I'm not sponsored by Zoltar.
No.
Just so you know.
Sponsored by... We think Zoltar is giving out sponsorships at this point?
Maybe I should ask them.
Yes. So, okay. Just saying, if you want to get into the Mega Million, we're not.
Yeah. We're not, yeah.
Yeah, not.
Just whatever, for fun.
Whatever you want to do, yes. Please play responsibly.
Yeah, there you go.
Get that in. Please play responsibly. It was in Wyoming in 1903, the coal mine explosion in Hanna that occurred and killed 171 miners.
Wow.
Wow.
State. 1903.
We had a few of those here, too, didn't we?
The old underground mines, man.
What's the one by Acme? It starts with an M.
Monarch?
Monarch had a few of those incidences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of history in the coal mines around our mm-hmm. area. And some of the seams that continue to burn to this day. It was 1859, French acrobat Blondin across the Niagara Falls on a tightrope as 5,000 spectators watched on this date.
I watched a documentary on those people that go over in barrels.
Oh, Niagara Falls, yeah.
It's bizarre.
I know.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
People
go over in barrels?
It started in an old whiskey barrel. And they'll just start up top. And most of them die and crash on the rocks.
It was interesting. I was at Niagara Falls. They did take the ride mm-hmm. out to the falls, which is way cool. And then they, they hand you the little rain slickers. And mm-hmm. this guy next to me goes, I don't need a rain slicker. You get a rain slicker? I go, you're going to get wet. He goes, wow. You got soaked.
Yeah, you're going into a giant shower.
You get soaked, ladies and gentlemen. Trust me, you get soaked. His clothes were chilled. Yeah. I didn't say anything.
He wanted that experience.
Yeah, I guess so. But they talked about people going over in barrels and stuff. And yeah, going over in a barrel, that just doesn't appeal.
I've never thought about that ever.
Yeah.
Anytime I see a waterfall, I've never thought
about going over it.
Or in a barrel. how is it beautiful? I wonder what it's like to go over in a barrel.
Yeah.
It's never crossed my mind.
Right? 1893, the Excelsior Diamond. Almost 1,000 carats was discovered.
Wow. Where?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of that.
An Excelsior Diamond. It's a cool name.
Yeah. 1953, the first Chevy Corvette rolled off the assembly line, Flint, Michigan, on this date. 1985, Continental Baking executive James DeWard passed away at the age of 88. In the early 1930s, he invented Twinkies.
Your favorite, Bob.
Yes.
Especially moldy.
Ugh. Yeah. Ugh. The greener, the better.
Every time I think of that, thanks for bringing that up.
So do
I. Every time I think of that, that taste comes back in my mouth.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, what was I thinking? Asteroid Day today.
Oh.
Sure.
Right, yeah. And Meteor Day.
Hmm.
Right. Sure. Okay, cool.
Anyone see the full moon last night?
No.
It was cloudy.
Yeah.
I saw it at 2:30 in the morning, letting my dogs out.
Wow.
I didn't get up just to see it.
I better get up and check this out. Even though it happened way earlier in the evening. Yeah. Social Media Day. Now they get their day. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Everybody gets
good and bad.
You're right. It is. Ever since social media and Facebook, they used to... Here's a trivia question on this. Where is it? Before Facebook, there were over 150,000 of these each year in the U.S. Now, not so much. Class reunions.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Makes sense, doesn't it?
No.
Yeah, I would have assumed there'd be more.
Well, you know, you get in touch with people that over Facebook that you...
I mean, I've never been to one, so I don't know.
A class reunion?
Yeah.
Okay.
I missed last year's back home.
We were supposed to have one for our 10th, which is weird to think about. But I guess it just fell through or something. I don't know. So, okay. Same.
Yeah. All you'd hear about is various things.
Yeah.
Like, it always cracks me up when I go to those and the first sentence that you're talking to people that you knew is how much money they make.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like instantly, within like a paragraph, you know how much money they make.
Why would you? I wouldn't even think
about
doing
right?
that.
I know. Hi, how you doing? Good to see you. What have you been up to? You know, things like that.
What are you making?
Well, I'm making, you know, six figures plus. Great.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
Interesting.
Just, I know.
I don't know, but people keep going back to them, so there must be something
more than
that.
And then as
that.
You get older, that all changes, you know? Mm. Now if you go to class reunion, we're talking about all of our health.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's changes. It's
how many surgeries you had?
Yeah, how many surgeries, yeah.
How are your knees holding up?
Yeah. How you doing there? Geez, sorry to hear about that. Yeah. I know. Well, I had... okay. National Cherry Festival's Adult Cherry Spit contests get underway in Traverse City, Michigan this weekend. The National Cherry Festival adds a quirky twist to traditional with adult cherry pit spit contests.
Cherry pit spit.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And that's the July 4th through the 10th. Wow. That's a long.
Wow.
That's a lot of.
A lot of cherry pits.
That's a lot of cherry pit spitting going on.
Sounds like a long event.
A lot of regurgitated cherry
pits. Let's go back for day two.
Isn't it after a while
three.
You watch a few people spit, it's like, okay, we've seen this.
I think we
it's time
it
to move
here.
On. Yeah. We don't need 4 days of it, you know. Dinosaur bone fossil discovered in the middle of Antarctica. A fragment of a fossil bone collected in 1985 during a British Antarctic survey expedition confirmed the first dinosaur bone ever found in Antarctica, a marine reptile.
Oh.
Titanosaur.
Mm.
One of the largest terrestrial animals known.
Mm.
Wow.
Interesting. Such a barren landscape.
Dates back to the late Cretaceous
period. Used to be.
Well, that's true, too, yeah.
Well, you got to remember, during that time frame, Julie, Antarctica was connected to southern South America.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that Wyoming, not necessarily late Cretaceous period, was down by the equator.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
That's why you find the fossils you do and the coral reefs that you find in the Bighorn Mountains high up above. Yeah. Why are there coral reefs? That's coral reef? Yes, it's a coral reef.
Mm-hmm.
How did it get up here? Well, because we were
down
by the equator.
65 million years to get where we are now.
We were by the equator at one point in time.
Yeah.
That's why we find the things we find. That's why our, you know, just...
You know what would be really
neat? The Bighorns
neat?
Are such a mega attraction for geologists and such. Just the whole geology, the whole thing's just truly amazing. To people who enjoy that kind of thing.
Yeah. diorama, like at the Natural History Museum, of what it did look like would be really neat to see.
Yeah. I've seen, I wish I could find it again, a video of how we moved along, a fast forward type thing, and then you see it. It's in how the tectonic plates move and shift, and everybody out there is going, can we move on to the next thing? Okay.
All right. We're going to crash into... Japan at some point, a long way down the line.
Check this out. I love it. Ford has rehired 300 veteran quality inspectors after finding that the AI systems that replaced them, inadequate.
Didn't work so good.
The automaker initially integrated AI to improve efficiency and reduce costs, laid off about 300 veteran inspectors, hired them back. The company underestimated the value of those seasoned engineers.
Cars? Usually how it goes.
Yeah.
So are those cars on sale lots?
Yeah.
Right. Probably just took them way longer to get them on sale lots.
I hope.
They wanted to, didn't. AI is, like you said, with social media, good and bad.
Yeah.
Don't necessarily trust it 100%. Okay. 52-year-old Italian accountant embezzled $120,000 from his firm. Feed his Lego habit. Okay.
Cool.
Hmm.
I'm okay with that. You know what?
You like Legos?
Get I would be
Legos.
Curious to see what he built.
Probably got a Death Star. He's probably got the Titanic for some reason.
That's one way of looking at it, Julie. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good way to look.
Let's see your collection. That's a good way. You embezzled these funds.
That's a good way to look at it. Hey, it's hot dog month. You want some hot dog tips from the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council?
Is July hot dog month or is June hot dog
July.
Month?
July.
Okay. So it's not hot dog month yet.
Okay, so these are things that the Sausage Council says how you should do this.
Oh, the Sausage Council.
Yes, Sausage Council.
I have a meeting with them.
Yeah. Always put your toppings on the hot dog, not the bun.
Sure.
Condiments should be applied in the following order. Wet toppings, like mustard and chili, go first. Then the chunky toppings, like relish, onions, and sauerkraut. Then the shredded cheese.
It's a loaded hot dog.
Hmm.
Use paper napkins and paper plates. Never use china.
That'd probably be a misuse of the china.
Or cloth and napkins. Yeah, that'd be a little awkward, wouldn't it? The hot dog should be eaten in no more than 5 bites.
Wow.
All right, Sausage Council.
What if I want to have it in 10?
Let me take a step back here.
Come on.
I'll have a meeting with the Hamburger Council and see what they think about that.
Right. After the age of 18, the use of ketchup is frowned upon by the council.
Well, these guys are pretty highbrow.
What do they know? Sausage Council. What are you eating hot dogs
every day?
So you
can't use ketchup on your hot dog?
I don't even like ketchup, but I like it on a hot dog.
I'll put it on a hot dog.
And I don't even eat hot dogs very often unless I'm camping.
Hey, Sausage Council, I'll put whatever I want on my hot dog. How about that?
All right.
And I'll eat it however long it takes.
And if you want to eat it more than 5 bites or less than 5 bites, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, if you have toppings on your fingers after you eat your hot dog, the council encourages you to
lick your fingers.
Yes.
Yeah, nice. Thanks, Sausage Council.
Ooh.
You have to ask first, though.
Never
drink. Dear Sausage Council.
But no more than 5 licks.
Yeah.
Never drink wine with a hot dog.
That just sounds gross.
That does sound gross, doesn't it?
I'll agree with the council on this one.
That's like a dry cab, please.
Yes, yeah. And then load that up.
Yeah. Ew.
Beer, soda, lemonade, iced tea, acceptable.
Sure.
So there you go. From the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. I want to meet somebody that's on that.
Man, I want to be on a council like that. The National Pizza Council.
There you go.
Is what I'll be on.
I want to be on the National Ice Cream Council.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I want to be
on. Do they get free ice cream? I mean,
There's perks like that.
Think they serve ice cream at the meeting?
I got to get on. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that?
James is thinking about his pizza council.
That'd be awesome.
Right,
the pizza council? You get slices of pizza? I'm all over that.
We got a new company. We
got
to try out.
I got so many. No, man. I'd be there every council meeting discussing the different givings of pizza.
Firework trivia. Earliest fireworks were invented in ancient China 2,000 years ago. They stuffed gunpowder into bamboo tubes.
Huh.
They used that as weaponry for a while, too, if I remember right.
And Marco Polo
is
credited introducing fireworks and gunpowder to Europe. Is that why they were in the water?
Probably.
Yeah. Marco Polo.
Pretty sure nobody's found them.
I picked up what you were throwing.
You did. James didn't.
No, you
did. Good job, Julie.
He's still playing Marco Polo. Nobody's ever found his body at the bottom of the ocean.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Still playing Marco Polo.
He's still playing,
Still playing.
He's still saying, Marco.
He sank after it. The last place they saw him was in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And then
I didn't know that.
Never found him.
Copper compounds are used by fireworks manufacturers to create the brilliant blue sparks, Blue is notorious, one of the hardest colors for firework manufacturers to produce because it relies on precise amounts of copper chemical.
Hmm.
All right.
Expensive firework.
And today, Walt Disney World, largest single consumer of fireworks.
That makes sense.
Every night.
I was going to say, yeah, they do a show every night.
Yeah, not a little show.
A big show.
Big show.
We'll have to talk to the fireworks council.
And the term pyrotechnics comes from Greek.
Wait,
yes.
Does every Disney World do fireworks?
Pretty sure. I think every Disney park.
Disneyland. I think they do it every night.
Every night.
Wow.
There you go.
So,
be safe.
Yeah. The fireworks council says so.
Right. James is going to be on the pizza council.
Pizza council.
All right. What council do you want to be on?
I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
That's an interesting council.
The Twinkie council.
The Twinkie council. Hey, Fox News on the way. Have an awesome morning. Beautiful day at 80 today. You're listening to Carowee Sheridan.